傲华退伍军人 Philip 在达尔文出生。19岁时，他抵达越南，随即发现了军营空无一人。看着同袍都不在， Philip 便开始在营帐外煮起食物。
And I was feeling a bit hungry, so I stepped outside where we scrape our boots on the wire there, and I set up my little Dixie and I started cooking a packet of instant noodles with some curry powder, and I was stirring away with a pair of chopsticks. I had my shirt off, stinking hot,
because
I had my trousers and boots on, so I was squatting down on the back to the
main
walkway.
所以我用蹲坐的姿势背靠在主要的人行道上。然而菲律表示，当同袍回到军营看到他时，因为他的华人外表，误将他视为敌军。在他标明身份之前，这些同袍对着他咆哮，用了不少充满种族歧视的侮辱字眼。误会厘清后， Philip 和这群同袍建立起相当要好的友情。不过，自越南返回澳大利亚30年之后，当 Philip 再次看到这群军中好友的脸时，却触发他产生了创伤后应激障碍，简称 PTSD。
Around early 2003-04, I was walking around this fantastic museum with all this memorabilia, and I saw all these black and white photos, and they were all
of my unit. That afternoon, I went back to my
brother's place for dinner, and my daughter Diana walked in, and she saw me having a fit on the floor.
当天下午，我到我兄弟家吃晚饭。当我女儿 Diana 走进来时，她目击了正在地板上发病的我。如今71岁的 Philip 正透过学习武术控制他的病情。他已经拿到了空手道黑带的荣誉。
The medication helps control my PTSD from things like having future collapses or having anxiety and depression. Martial arts practice helps me to control my stress levels, gives me cardiovascular exercise, and mindfulness through meditation and practice.
The
physical practice, the mental acuity, and the fact that I have to combine the two to stabilize my ability and stay strong in my practice.
另一方面，阿富汗籍的退伍军人 Peter同样透过运动锻炼来控制他的战后创伤。不过和 Philip 不同， Peter 因为一场直升机坠机意外，对他的身体造成了永久性的伤害。如今 Peter 是名注册咨商师，他也在帮助其他患有创伤后应激的退伍军人们渡过难关。
It's about, you know, really getting to know the person and understanding where it is
and developing strategies
that are tailor-made to the individual. So it's understanding the individual holistically to come up with the best way to talk to each person.
找到对他们最好的方法。多年以来，许多因为战争丧失亲人的家庭不断奔走，提倡要改变。总理莫里森近期终于宣布，即将成立皇家委员会，调查澳大利亚退伍军人和国防军现役人员的自杀问题。莫里森表示，听到这些自杀的行为令他感到相当心碎，而最新的改变将会为此调查军人招募、训练和支持组织的作为。悉尼大学 Brian 博士是名研究退伍军人身心健康的专家。他评估，创伤后应激障碍将会是皇家委员会讨论的重点之一，因为患有该疾病后，提高了退伍军人的自杀风险。
The evidence right across the world is showing that post-traumatic stress disorder is one of the prime indicators. It's not the only one, because suicide is a complex issue.
但绝对不是唯一，毕竟自杀是个相当复杂的议题。Brian 博士的研究指出，越南战争退伍军人相比于其他澳大利亚人的自杀倾向高达了14倍之多。对这些退伍军人而言，战争并未随着他们回到家乡而画下句点。